This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. Engineer Bliss is here to follow up on a story that is now national attention. The theft from trains going through Los Angeles with containers and boxcars filled with goods that are bound for American consumers. And yet, the trash-strewn tracks tell a story of marauders, plunderers, some scale that is yet to be understood. And attention is brought to this by the governor of California. I've now witnessed a video. Everybody must have it available. Governor Gavin Newsom with a cleanup crew on the tracks of the Union Pacific picking up trash all along this track bed and then making remarks. The remarks in part, the governor said, "This is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people that are coming out." Jeff, a very good evening to you. You started this story last fall, and I didn't understand it because I didn't understand the geography. The governor was down on the tracks telling everyone that this is our problem, that the goods that are stolen wind up on online platforms that people then go to and purchase those goods. And he said rhetorically, "Why do you think you get such a good deal? It's stolen property." This story now, Jeff, is it dominating the news in California?
Good evening, John. It is dominating the news. It's been a growing story. Its presence has been growing for the past, you know, couple of weeks as it's gotten worse and worse, and people, more and more people hear about it. What started off is just a story being told by Union Pacific workers who couldn't believe their eyes, who felt like they were in the old Wild West watching their trains robbed before their very eyes, has now grown into something that most people across the country have seen in one form or another, with these train corridors, these railways that have multiple lines in them with trains all, you know, stacked up in there, and then trash piled up along the sides and between the tracks, where these marauding gangs have gone in and just removed whatever they wanted from hundreds and hundreds of rail cars, sometimes 150 to 200 rail cars a day, taking millions of dollars worth of merchandise and then just leaving the trash there. So it's become something where people can't avoid seeing it anymore. They've even had a train derailment there, which they weren't sure if it was caused by all the trash or on purpose from the marauding gangs. But nonetheless, people are seeing this and paying attention.
The governor is rattled, upset. You could see it in his passionate presentation. Another person who appears to be upset is the district attorney of Los Angeles, a man by the name of Gascon, who has a law enforcement background. But Gascon is directing his ire against the Union Pacific. Why? How? How is this the Union Pacific's problem?
This isn't really Union Pacific's problem, other than they are getting hit very hard by this. But it's Gascon is very to the left of left. He's a George Soros-sponsored DA, one of these people that has come into office saying, "We're going to change, you know, the bail system. We're going to lower the standards, make it tougher to get people for felonies. We're going to go after cops rather than criminals when we go with our investigations." And so what this has done is it's opened up, it's created opportunities, it's created an atmosphere where criminals honestly feel a lot freer to do what they've got to do, what they want to do, than the cops when it comes to enforcing things. And so, you have these gangs, organized crime, and this is something we've been talking about since November and December. This is an organized operation or operations, very sophisticated, very complex, orchestrated. They find out which cars are coming from the ports. They hit those cars and they take out what they want. These are electronics and luxury goods, things like big screen TVs, even pharmaceuticals. They know what's there. They know which cars to hit. They come equipped to open those cars and they're taking what they want. And they feel emboldened because, back to Gascon, they don't feel worried about him. Now, Gascon is feeling the heat because he's in the crosshairs of a recall right now. And he's getting a lot of criticism as the crime rate continues to skyrocket. So he's trying to redirect all the blame that he can somewhere else. In his playbook, the playbook of Gascon and others of his ilk has always been to put it on corporations and on organizations that are not part of his support group. And Union Pacific just happens to be that group right now.
Jeff, does this connect to the smash and grab phenomenon of these last weeks? There were lots of videos of jewelry stores and high-end stores being attacked by, 10, 12, 15, what appeared to be young people. They were very quick and they wore hoods and masks. Is that the same group that's hitting the trains, or are these separate lawbreakers?
That has yet to be determined, although some people have thought, hey, that's a very strong possibility because of the way they operate. This operation, as opposed to the retail operation, seems a bit more complex because there's talk that some of these people are getting their information early on down at the ports, Port of Long Beach, Port of L.A., where these materials are being unloaded and put on trains, that somebody is letting them know what is in these cars. And that's a bit more than let's get 60 cars and go to the local, retail outlet and shut it down by stealing everything we can. Both are coordinated, orchestrated operations. But I think this one with the trains is a bit bigger. This one they've been talking about smacks of even having some international connections, international criminal organization connections to it.
Well, that suggests the cartels. Is there any connection between the border and this? Are these goods disappearing across the border? Or, as the governor says, are they being sold immediately online?
It appears a good number of them are being sold online. But, if the question is, where is all this money going? And with an operation that is this sophisticated, this coordinated, it's not just your off the street, run-of-the-mill street gang operation. This is something more complex. Mark my words, as we go down this route for another few weeks or months, and this continues, this will become more apparent. That's what's being said on the street. That's what some of the police are saying.
The Hole in the Wall gang. We talked about it the last time, Jeff. Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, the great movie of the 1960s, the end of the 1960s. You'll recall in the opening sequence when they, shall we say, overexplode a rail car, a postal car, and dollars are flying all around in the sky. Another train appears on the horizon and comes closer and stops, and suddenly the doors open and out spring what you'd have to say is a professional posse, led by Belfers, I believe, the man in the straw hat. Now, Jeff, that's not far-fetched, how to catch these gangs. Fill up one of those boxcars with men on horses or whatever is the equivalent in Los Angeles, scooters or just a foot. Has anybody thought of that?
That's a good question. People have been asking, why can't we just have all the cameras that are out there pointed in this direction? Because it seems to be happening in one, central area, although it's larger than just a parking lot. It's a stretch of rail that's probably a few miles long. But why can't we have police and cameras trained on it, that type of thing? But the truth is, the police are stretched so thin these days in Los Angeles. The crime rate is so bad that it's hard just to take them and put them and station them there. On the other hand, Union Pacific has got a handful of their police stationed along there or working on the cases. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of area to cover. And with a sophisticated operation or operations like the ones that are hitting the trains right now, they've got lookouts, they've got communication, they've got inside information. So it's not as easy as it was, just stopping a train in the middle of a desert somewhere in the old West.
Other stories in Pacific Watch. There's a big fire in the Big Sur. You sent me a photograph near a famous bridge. What happened, Jeff?
This is the Bixby Bridge. You've probably seen it in a million movies and TV shows over the years. It's iconic. It's got a big arch in it. I've ridden over it. It's beautiful. It's along the Big Sur coast there with beautiful coastline behind it. And we have a fire going there right now called the Colorado Fire. It's usually named after fires. Wildfires are usually named after locations where they start, whether they're intersections or buildings, what have you. The spot where this started, it was called, I believe, Colorado Street or the Colorado Peak. And now this fire has burned several thousand acres. And originally they thought they had it about 50 to 60% contained, but the winds have been pretty tough in that area. So I think we're talking about 30% right now. That part of the coast is very rugged. It's remote. They have had to evacuate some homes in businesses, but it's not like it's burning through a big town right now. Still, they'll want to get a handle on it as soon as they can so it doesn't burn into some of those areas. And again, that area of coastline is so beautiful. It's really, you know, one of California's great natural resources and attractions. So they're going to work to get it out as soon as possible.
Closing our report on good news, you sent me a photograph of what appeared to be a perfect beach. What beach was that, Jeff?
That was Laguna Beach. I was at that just before we went on the air today. My wife and I went down there for a stroll. And again, you're probably talking in the mid to high 70s. A lot of people out on the beach today. Not much in the way of surf, but it was just a great day to get by the waterside there, catch some rays and take in the scenery. You could see all the way out to Catalina Island from where we are, which is about 35 miles. It was just a gorgeous day.
A woodshed of contradictions. Trains that cannot be secured in the middle of Los Angeles. A fire that did not threaten a very famous bridge. But then again, the fires have plagued California all this last month. And now a perfect beach, an absolute perfect beach. You can see when you look at that beach why people think, hey, this is a good place to live, question mark. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Engineer Bliss is Pacific Watch, and I'm John Batchelor.